Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening, happy Sunday at the end of our Easter holiday, and welcome to episode 680 of the Overseas Connection podcast. April 24th today, and we are back. There's only two of us, unfortunately, and you've got my voice this week, which is probably something you don't want to hear. You probably prefer Greg's nice little American accent, but you got me tonight. I am Peter Chin, and I am also here with Mr. Mark Wright.
You forgot who I am? It's been that long.
No, I was pausing just to see if you'd jump in, but yeah. Welcome back, Mark.
Hiya, Pete. Hiya. Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a while, hasn't it?
I've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed all of you guys.
Missed you. If you can't see him on the video, he looks like he's lost weight as well. He's got a bit of red. Have you got burnt in the sun?
Not this weekend. It might have been last weekend when I had to cut the grass last week. First cut of the grass.
First cut of the
Jesus
year.
Christ, that was hard. And so, it was damp as well, so it made it harder.
So we're here, 680 of the Overseas Connection podcast. We're a gaming podcast, and we broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. for those in the Central of America. You can find us on Twitch and YouTube. Just search OC Podcast. Like I said, I'm your host tonight, and I'm here with Mark. It's just the two of us, so it's a bit of a bromance today.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
You've missed some sound effects, haven't you?
Beautiful, beautiful. I can't see any birthdays or any new followers this week, so we might as well just go straight into the story time, Mark, if you can.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Do you know what? This is going to sound like a proper show tonight, isn't it? We're not going to have any of this YouTube like interruption and Robin making his little mistakes, you know.
I might just have to play some YouTube audio when you're talking about your games, just to make everyone feel at home.
As long as it's cop cages that you're putting yeah. in, then everything will be Jesus absolutely Christ. Fine. So we do apologise about last week, but Robin made a little mistake and didn't press the mute button, and he just went for it, didn't he?
I can't understand is how he couldn't hear the YouTube audio when it's coming out of his PC. He could hear Skype, but he couldn't hear YouTube. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. We've got a couple joining us in the chat. I think we have, haven't we? I think Joysticks and Chiller are in there.
Yeah, that's John Mouse.
And who else have we got? I can't see. Why can't I see the users anyway? Yeah, so welcome you lot. I can't see Boomer and our usual chatters neither yet.
They might be here soon.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably know it's us two and for fucking walking away.
Yeah, seen us on the
Greg's not on. The professional's not on.
Screw that. I'm not listening to their accents, bloody English folk.
Yeah.
What we've been up to, Mark, come on, you've got to fill me in for the last, like, 3.5 years. I've not seen you for ages, man.
Well, since last time I was on the show, the week after we went somewhere, I can't remember what it was then, and then the week after I was planning to come back on again, but I got poorly. One of the people at work was really ill with it, and then I came down with it. I tested for COVID a couple of times. It wasn't that, but it was just like having COVID. So we just presume it was flu because I had it for a good 2 to 3 weeks solid. And the worst thing is I had to keep on working through it because the person who had it last time, they kept working. They kept saying, oh, well, I had to work through it. So I was going to work, fucking dying. It was awful. I shouldn't have gone really, but. And where I am now, I don't get sick pay, so it's one of those things, isn't it? So,
okay.
I used to get sick pay before.
So, yeah.
So I worked through it. So I was coming home from work, and then hardly eating and then going straight to sleep. That might be why I look like I've lost a little bit of weight, because I haven't really eaten for 3 weeks. Yeah, I've just slept, worked and slept for 3 weeks solid nearly. So that's why I've not been on.
Crikey.
Yeah, proper killer. Yeah, it must have been flu, because I was aching all over. Nose was streaming, really pounding head, aching all over, sweating, and just usual fucking flu shit.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
I'm feeling like death as well today, but mine's just all down to swimming, because I've like been swimming every day this week, and like I'm up to a mile a day now. And
wow.
I'm just wrecked, man. I did some gardening as well today, so I'm just done in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've not had flu. That it's cap though, isn't it? If you've got to go to work, and
yeah.
You're not feeling too good.
Yeah. If this flu I've had, I had that flu for a long time, but it was worse than having COVID a couple of years ago. So yeah.
Are they sympathetic at work? Did they give you a little bit
of
feedback?
well, in my dinner break, I'd just go in the car and have half an hour's kip. But yeah, they gave me easier jobs and they let me go early a few times when I looked really bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were quite accommodating. But because we're a really small team, there's only we've got two sites at the moment. We're waiting for a new workshop being built so we can merge properly. But where I am, there's like one person running the office and the workshop, and then there's just two of us at mechanicking. So if you lose one of them staff, it really fucks it all up. And we're fully booked for like weeks in advance.
Say
it's a small little independent garage. It's got such a good reputation in that. It's fully booked for like weeks in advance. So if someone goes sick, it has such a massive knock-on effect.
Do they play pranks on you if you're asleep in the car? Is it are they not that jokey?
No.
Oh, that's a shame, mate. What have you been up to apart from work then?
I like my sci-fi programs, and I've loved the Star Trek Discoveries season 1-3, and I've been waiting ages for Netflix to notify me that season 4's out.
Yeah.
And unbeknown to me, it's not on Netflix anymore.
Where'd you get it?
Well, I'll go into that. So I heard someone mention that season 4 of Star Trek Discovery, they didn't really like it, and I'm thinking, well, how the fuck have they watched season 4? So apparently it's on, in America, I think it's a CBS one now. And it's come off of Netflix, so I've got an Amazon Fire Stick, which is side-loaded. So, yeah, I had to watch it through that way. It's the only way I could watch it. So I've watched all of Season 4, binged that in the last, like, week and a half. I thought it was really good. There were some parts of it which were a bit over the top. I was trying not to spoil anything, but they go to a new galaxy in this one. And they meet this new species, and they try to communicate with this species, but obviously there's a massive language barrier, and there's no universal translator, because that's galaxy specific. So they do these like lights and everything to do this mathematical equations, like raw sort of like maths. So it starts off a communicate, 2 + 2 = 4 sort of thing. And then by the end of the fucking second episode of meeting them, they're doing massive fucking complex bloody paragraphs and sentences. I'm thinking, how the fuck did we get that fucking advanced in like 2 episodes?
Right.
So yeah, that sort of like threw me a little bit. But apart from that, I really enjoyed it. But apparently that's the last of the Discoveries.
Is it?
It didn't end like it was, but I don't know if they're making any more.
I've not seen any Star Trek Discovery, but I would say, as a youngster, I was a Trekkie. I loved, is it Next Generation? I loved that.
Yeah.
Star Trek Next Generation with Picard and I'm trying to think, Geordi LaForge, and I'm trying to think of some of the other characters. Anyway, yeah, I really enjoyed that as a kid. I like the old one with William Shatner in, but
yeah,
when it got to, when it changed, I think it changed to Deep Space Nine, didn't it?
And Voyager.
I switched off then. Yeah.
I love Next Generation. And have you been watching Picard?
No, I've not, no.
Right.
No. Do you know what? I barely watch telly, to be honest with you. I really do. I don't have time.
Yeah. Season 2 is on at the moment on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So season 1's quite good, but season 2, I'm not too sure at the moment. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking hell, Patrick Stewart is looking old now.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. He's, I mean, after Star Trek, he went into the X-Men films.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be getting on a bit. I don't know how old he is, but...
He must be late 70s or maybe even 80s. Let's have a look.
Easy. Mark, have you seen any of the Vikings Valhalla?
No, I've got it on my watch list. He's 81.
Okay. Is he?
81.
Wow. He's doing all right. He looks good.
Yeah, no, I've not. It's set, is it a few hundred years after the Vikings?
100 years.
No, I've got it on my watch list.
Okay. So, well, yeah. I thought to you when I seen that, and I thought, I haven't watched it yet, and I thought, well, I'm not going to say anything just in case you spoil anything.
Yeah.
So I've watched 3 or 4 episodes now, I think. I haven't watched that this week. I watched it about a month ago. Yeah, it was when I was bad with COVID. I watched a few then. So that's really good. I just not got back into it, and I don't. It's not on Amazon now. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah, they've taken it over. But yeah, they mention some of the older characters here and there during the season, which is nice.
Yeah.
Pays homage to them. So, what else have you been watching?
I can't log into bloody Twitch. It needs a code, not to get rid of that stupid.
If anybody is watching live, I know hardly Dan's in as well. Hello, Dan. We're not playing Lego Star Wars the Skywalker Saga. I think that was
Robin last night.
Yeah. So this is 680. Oh, Lord's in the chat as well. Welcome, dudes.
Sorry. What else have I been watching? Series wise, quite a few things. My mind's gone blank now. I watched the Batman movie, another new one, with R-Pat.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's very different to the other Batman movies.
Is it?
The last sort of like few Batman movies, especially the ones with Ben Affleck and the Superman and Justice League ones, they've all been very tech heavy, haven't they? All the gadgets and the robotic fucking spiders and planes.
I've not seen it.
Yeah. Well, this one is very basic with a tech. It's very dark, very stylish, sort of like noir, fucking graphic novel type. It's pretty good though. It's nearly 3 hours long, but I quite enjoyed it. There's a lot of people who don't like it. A lot of people on the fence with it. A lot of people sort of like didn't get on with it, and a lot of people did. But I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's cool. I've been watching Marvel stuff. So
yeah, I heard last week. Yeah,
yeah, I'm a Marvel boy, not a DC fella. So
yeah.
I'm watching a bit of Marvel stuff.
I've still got all the Marvel TV stuff to watch. I've got the Hawkeye to watch. I've got the Falcon and Winter Soldier to watch. Loki to watch. I've got WandaVision to watch. I've got loads to catch up on.
I love the movies. Yeah, the movies are great.
You're watching them in chronological order as well, aren't you? Not the order when the films came out, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
Is that working out for you as well? Because you've not seen them before, neither. It'll work out quite well for you, won't it?
No, I've not seen them, so it's brilliant. I enjoy the story. It feels like the transition between each film is actually brilliant because... Some of the things that happen in, like, you know, say Ant-Man and Black Panther, and they transition very nicely into the next film, which is something like, you know, it could be, I can't remember what it was now, is it not Endgame, the one before that one?
Yeah, the Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah. Things like, you know, things that...
Well, stuff like at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp, a little cut, I think it's an after credit cutscene as well, where he gets sucked in to the sort of like vortex thing, whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah,
the minute world. That is such a key thing for Endgame, and it's just if you're watching it out of order, it won't make any sense at all.
No. So I don't know how people are getting on. I'm watching them in, you know, just on a random.
What are you up to now? Did you watch the rest of Endgame?
No,
you're only halfway through, weren't you?
Yeah. I've got about an hour and a half left, or something like that. But it's class. It's
the end of it is epic.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I can tell it's something bad because obviously all the films are following after that are all like, folks that you don't see the other folks. So.
Yeah, I must have seen Endgame 3 or 4 times at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know whether I could go back and watch them all over again.
Yeah. Well, we've been sort of like not feeling well for 3 weeks. I have no gaming mojo at all, so I've not played anything for 3 weeks. I was playing Elden Ring every day solid up to being poorly, and I've not touched it since.
No.
So that's how bad I was. So, but we've watched a lot of TV. I've watched that much TV. I can't even remember what I bloody watched. We watched that much. But we've been watching a lot of stuff on Amazon Prime and Netflix. We watched one the other night. We're just watching sort of like random movies. There's one on Amazon Prime called Wolves. It's a few years old now.
Yeah.
It's about werewolves and this kid who's sort of like come of age and he's started realising he's a werewolf and that. And that was quite good for what it was.
You've just reminded me. I have watched one thing this week, and it was a horror movie on Netflix, but I forgot the name of it. And I'm just going to Google it right now. I just can't remember.
Oh, we watched one on Netflix, a horror. It was called Inheritance.
No.
Where someone inherited a house in Ukraine, obviously before the war. It was weird and fucking weird ending, and it had some weird shit in it which weren't explained. About three guys stood outside just watching the house all the time. It was, recommend that. Don't recommend that at all. Very weird.
Are you quite jumpy with horror movies?
No, I don't mind. We like horror movies. I love all the Conjuring movies and the Insidious movies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the Paranormal Activities. And I love anything with possession. I'm not religious at all. And I don't believe in ghosts and shit, but I'll just love movies where people are possessed. I don't know why. we even watched The Exorcist again, which is like a really old classic. And that really holds up to say it was made in the 70s. Such a good film.
It is a great classic, isn't it, that? I can't remember the movie. I'll have to mention it next week anyway. But I've not done anything else. I've just been like up to my neck in work, swimming, gardening. All boring shit, really. But it's just that's it. When we're getting on, we just get sucked into life, don't we? Life takes over, and not all the good stuff like gaming. But I might have a couple of things.
We had a nice long weekend last weekend, with it being Easter, so I had Friday and Monday off, so it was a nice 4-day weekend. Yeah. And I'd finally stopped being poorly. I was sort of like feeling back to myself again. So we had a good time. It was nice weather, so we were out with the family a lot.
That's good.
So we were out all day Friday. On the Saturday, we were up at my son's house for most of the afternoon with the kids playing in the garden, playing football and stuff. Yeah. Then on Easter Sunday, we went out for the day. That's why I wasn't on last week, because we didn't get back in time. So really good weekend last weekend. We're starting to get some nice weather at last. It's nice and warm now.
It was nice today.
Yeah, so like at work, for the past sort of like few months, at dinner time we usually just like sit in the garage bit under the heater, like shivering. But at least we've got a heater in this place. Last place with no fucking heating. But now we're sat out in the sun and on dinner time, taking in the rays, getting a bit of vitamin D. So it's lovely at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think that's us as far as story time, then, isn't it? Should we move into the games?
Yep.
Today I feel like playing computer games.
So we've got 1 week left, haven't we, for all our games with
Gold. Yeah, can't believe it's May next week.
I know, it's unbelievable. The year's just
my birthday month.
what day?
9th.
Get them cards out.
Yeah, so that's that week I've got off. I've got my birthday week off. I always try and book it off.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you doing anything for it?
I've got another week off at end of July for our 29th wedding anniversary. We're going away for that. Nice. I've got a hotel booked. We're going to Southport, of all places. Never been. I've been once for a day trip years ago when kids were about 3 or 4. So that's got to be like fucking 20-odd year ago. But I've never been sort of like long for more than a day trip. Richard Webster, because he's local to our area, Runcorn, asking him if he recommends it and anything, and he says, I've not really been, I don't know.
No.
So I remember a couple of years ago we went to Blackpool for the August bank holiday weekend, two nights in a nice little bed and breakfast, and we did not feel safe at all. on a night time, there's so much fucking drugs and fucking deadheads there now. It's unbelievable. It's like really? Fucking walking around Errol's in fucking Leeds or a really rough area, you know what I mean? You do not feel safe at all. Through the day, it's fine, is Blackpool, but on a night, jeez, there's some really rough parts of it.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, so we vowed we won't stay in Blackpool again. We'll go for a day trip, but we won't stay again. And we've done all the East Coast loads of times. We love the East Coast, like Scarborough, Bridlington. But we wanted somewhere flat for the missus because with her breathing and her health problems, she wants somewhere flat. And I know Southport's flat, so yeah, so we've booked a nice little hotel. Just off of the main, there's a street called Lord Street in Southport, and it's the old Victorian shops with the old canopies and glass canopies and everything. It's quite famous, and there's lots of shops and restaurants in there. And our hotel's just off of there. Right near the marina, so it looks really good. It gets really good reviews, so looking forward to that. We haven't been on holiday for a few years now.
Have you not been to East Anglia?
Yes, but she didn't want to. She don't want to travel too long in the car.
Oh right.
For health.
Any flatter on that place?
Yeah. We do. We've been to Great Yarmouth a few times. We love Great Yarmouth, and there's a place a bit north of Yarmouth called Hemsby. Have you been there?
No.
So yeah, but it's for us to get there. It's a good with the traffic. It's a good 6-hour drive for us.
Jesus.
So it's too far for the missus. She don't want to travel too long because I wanted to go to Cornwall. Because I love Cornwall, but we've not been for years. Or Scotland, but she don't want to travel too long, so we have to go somewhere quite near.
That's fair enough. She's the boss.
Yeah.
Right, games.
Games. Sorry, sidetracked us there a bit.
That's right. I know. Yeah, it's my fault. Games of gold. We've got three left for this month. Another site, which is available until the end of the month. Hugh. Which is available till May 15th. MX versus ATV Alive, and that's available until the end of the month as well. PlayStation has got Hood, Outlaws and Legends, SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated, Slay the Spire. So they're available on PlayStation Plus.
I've activated them all, but I've not downloaded them yet.
I always
sort of like purchase them.
Yeah. Oh dear!
Like, yeah, I always either go on the app or go on my PlayStation 5, and I always sort of like purchase them for free, because you never know when you're going to play. There's some good stuff on PS Plus now compared to Xbox Live Gold.
I can't see myself playing any of those games though.
That Slay the Spire is supposed to be good if you like card battling games.
No.
But you said that about tactical games, didn't you? And now look at you with Gears Tactics.
God, no, please leave me alone, don't bully me. So Amazon Prime
Games. It's
not chess,
though, is it?
Amazon Prime, so there's the Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Game of the Year Edition, Plants vs. Zombies, that's the battle for Neighborville, Monkey Island 2 Special Edition, Nanotale, Guild of, is that Ascension? Tunic Boy commits tax evasion.
Turnip Boy.
That's why
Robin were calling Greg Turnip Boy. Oh. It must have been. I never got the reference, but I do now.
I don't know. Anyway, Galaxy of Pen and Paper, House of a Thousand Doors. They could have all been like edited for.
Yeah.
Robin,
well, yeah, it could
me,
be Robin. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize Oblivion's on Amazon Prime. I'll have to grab that. I never really played much of Oblivion, but I loved Skyrim, so I might have to go back to that.
There's just too much going on.
I know. There's not enough time, is there?
Man, it's too many games.
Yeah.
Stadia Pro, if you have got it. City Legends, The Curse of the Crimson Shadow, YSIX, Monstrum Nox, whatever that is. Chicken Police, I love that title.
Yeah.
Paint It Red. And the Epic Game Stores. The games have stopped, man. I think they stopped halfway through April. So tough luck with that one. Mark?
Yeah.
Say you've not played anything.
For 3 weeks. I have played. So just prior to being poorly, last time I was on the show about 4 weeks ago.
I was going to say, when was that?
I talked quite a while ago. I talked about Elden Ring, because Elden Ring had just come out and I was hooked on it. And since that show, I've played a lot more of it. I think I'm about 95 hours into it. And
so
I've not played it for 3 weeks. And I'm level 100 and something. Can't remember now. I've not been on it for that long. That is such a good game. A lot of people who aren't Dark Souls fans are playing it and they love it. I've got a pad at the side of it, which I've been writing down all the bosses I've killed. And I must have killed... There's lots of, like, side mini-bosses in, like, little dungeons and stuff or out in the open world. I must have killed 40 bosses. And I've killed about 6 main story bosses with achievements. So I'm quite far into the game. The area I'm in now, there's a place which is a snowy region. And that is tough. I've ended up having to go back to another area and farm some rooms to level up a bit because... Yeah. They're just destroying me. So I'd rather fight some of the bosses than some of the enemies you come across. Some of them are just fucking brutal. If you get 2 or more, they swamp you. You've no chance.
Well, I didn't listen to the show that you were on, and I didn't realise it was 4 weeks ago. So I wasn't having a dig, but I was out of interest. I didn't know how long ago it was when you was on the show. And I don't know anything about Elden Ring. So what's
So it's
what is it? Is it a follow on from something or?
Well, it's an evolution of the Dark Souls games. So From Software are renowned for their Souls games and the difficulty level. They started off with Demon Souls on the PS3 back in the day, and then they brought out Dark Souls, which went cross platform. Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 3. Then there was Bloodborne on PS4. Do you ever play Bloodborne?
No.
and then.
You know Dark Souls? Is that the one that's really, really hard?
Yep, they all are. Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is the next evolution in their sort of like games. The story is co-written with George R. R. Martin from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones too. So
there's a few... there's a lot of differences between the Souls games and this. It's more open world. If you get to an area where you don't sort of like want to be in that area because it's too high level, you can just bypass it completely and go somewhere else. Whereas in the other Souls games were open world to an extent, but it funneled you into a linear path, if you know what I mean, to do one area at a time. And you couldn't progress if you didn't beat a certain boss. So you were restricted to that area. But in this one, I didn't take on the first boss for ages and ages. And I uncovered a load of a map. I did a load of other stuff, leveled up. And then I took on the first boss. So you can do it however you want. The speedrunner's doing it in like fucking 20 minutes, which is unbelievable.
What, the area?
The whole game.
What?
Yeah, the whole game, 20 odd minutes. It is just amazing. The combat is really good. The enemies are brutal and... When you die, it's usually down to either you fucking up or not timing something correctly and trying to activate something which takes too long to activate, sort of thing, like a special move. And usually when you die, it's usually down to you. There's a few occasions where it isn't, but most of the time you think, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Is it as difficult as Dark Souls or whatever?
So I found Dark Souls harder than this. I think it is a little bit more at the people who haven't played the Souls games, but it is still difficult. They have made it more accommodating. For the first time ever, there's a jump button, so you can jump now. They've made the attributes, what you level up with, more slimmed down. So there's, like before, there was like a massive way you could... spread your points out across, spend your runes to level up. There's still a lot at the moment, but it's a lot more compact. The weapons in this don't degrade. In all the other Souls games, well, in Dark Souls and Demon Souls and Bloodborne, you had to repair your weapons because they degrade over time. I don't know about Dark Souls 2 and 3 because I've not played them yet. I've got them, but I haven't played them. So whether they're different. I know Dark Souls 3, they started implementing a few changes.
Well,
but you can level up your weapons, you can level up yourself. There's co-op in it, so if you get stuck in an area, you can summon a co-op player.
Can it be a friend as well?
Yeah. You can put a password on it so you can make sure you get your friend. I've been playing it with my lad, Jay. So in the previous Dark Souls, you could be invaded by an enemy player if you're in human form, and you didn't have any choice about it. So And I hated that because you could be coming up to a boss area and you want to set the boss on and then you get invaded and you're pretty well fucked because a lot of them were what called gankers. So they were like high level and they just invaded people just to grief them and kill them.
Yeah.
But in this, you have the option now. So if you want to be invaded, you can put down a special summon sign and you can sort of like invite invaders into your world. Or if you're in co-op, that opens you up to being invaded. But at least there's two of you.
Right.
There's a really good video on YouTube where this guy has got two of his mates with him because he's got two of them there. I don't know. I didn't know you could have more than one person as co-op. Anyway, so he's got two of his mates there, and they've got this thing called a mimic veil, and they've made themselves look like a bush. So this guy comes in, invades him. It's his first invasion as well. I think it were on Reddit as well. And he goes running up to the guy to attack him. And these two bushes suddenly jump up, turn into two people, and just fucking demolish him. And the poor guy was devastated. But it was really funny to watch.
That's cruel.
So, but it's the tables have turned now. Before, invaders used to pick on the people they were invading. Now, the people they're invading, they've got a lot better chance of survival. Like, I was doing co-op with my son, and I didn't realise if you're in co-op, you can be invaded. And all of a sudden, we're playing the game, and we're doing a certain area, and this guy comes up behind me and fucking whacks me. I turn around, and it's a guy in red, an invaded guy, and his gamer tag were above his head, and says, JJ, we've been invaded, what the hell's going on? So Jay is, there's different classes, I went through all this last time. He's a mage, so he uses magic ranged event, and I'm a samurai, so I'm more like melee close combat. Yeah. Jay just blasts him with his fucking magic, sends him flying, and I just jump attack, because we're jumping now, jump attack with the katana sword and finish him off, and he were obliterated in seconds. But it was a surprise attack, he could have got us, but he didn't.
Can you turn that off though?
No. If you're in co-op, you can be invaded. And like I say, if you're in solo game, you can opt for not to be invaded now, which is great because I hated being invaded in the Souls games.
It must be frustrating, especially when you're not expecting it as well. Like you say, you got hit from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, Hardly Dan's loving this game as well.
Apparently. Yeah, loads
he's
are. Yeah.
Elden Ring, and he says he's crap at it still, but he's having loads of fun. So
it's so addictive.
Is it a huge game? Is it?
It is massive. Yeah, like I said, I'm 90 hours in. Neil from the Seal Podcast is well over 100 odd hours in it now, and he's further than me now. We're not playing it for 3 weeks, and he's done. He keeps putting new YouTube videos up of all the boss fights he's doing, and he's doing bosses now what I've not even seen or heard of. So he must be well in front of me now, and wow. He's not even come to complete. He's doing what I'm doing, just traveling around, exploring everywhere. Because some people just this is the beauty of the game. You can headline straight to the main bosses, complete the game, job done, or you can explore the world and take your time. Level up and just enjoy the game. There's just so many ways of playing it. So the weapons, you can upgrade the weapons. So you collect... In the previous games, I can't remember what they used now. You used some sort of shards to upgrade your weapons. So in Elden Ring, you collect smithing stones. And each smithing stone has got a level from 1 to 9.
Yeah.
So the higher level areas, which are harder, they've got the higher level smithing stones. But there are also special boss weapons, like legendary weapons, which I've got a katana called Moonveil Katana, which has got special moves on it and magic on it. So to level that up, you need a Somber Smithing Stone, and they're harder to get. And I've managed to get that fully leveled up. The last level for that is an Ancient Dragon Somber Smithing Stone, and that was hard to get. And I've got another katana now, a blood katana, and I've only got that to the second to last level. I can't find another ancient smithing stone for that one. So frustrating. But yeah, it's so good. Yeah, but it's so addictive. So in the meantime, after being poorly, like I say, I've not gone back to it because prior to getting Elden Ring, I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn. And I should be.
Right.
And look, this is how slack I am. I'm not playing videos, am I?
It doesn't matter. It's all right.
So I was playing Horizon Zero... Horizon Forbidden West. Horizon Forbidden West. And since Elden Ring came out, I've not touched it since. So I thought, right, okay, I've had 3 weeks off of gaming. I'm getting back into gaming, but I want to finish Horizon. I want to finish the story because I was halfway through it. And then I can dedicate my time back to Elden Ring. Otherwise, I'll never get Horizon finished. So, yeah, for the past week, I've been playing Horizon Forbidden West again on the PlayStation 5.
I still haven't bought this yet.
Have you played the PlayStation 4 game, the Zero Dawn?
No. Is it something that I should play before this game?
Yeah, follows on. You don't have to do, but it does make a lot of sense.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, in Forbidden West, there's a lot of references to Zero Dawn. And the Zero Dawn project, and it actually expands the story on the original game, and it gives you more insight into it. It's very in depth and it's very well told. The storytelling is amazing. The facial animations are just incredible. It's one of the best looking games I've seen. Like Elden Ring is beautiful, but this is like next level. You know, like Last of Us Part 2. It's that level quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few little bits with it which does remind you it's a fucking video game, like a hair, sort of like in some like cutscenes, it just like starts fucking about all over the place.
It goes crazy.
Yeah. But apart from that, it's just a beautiful game. The audio is amazing.
It is so good what they could do with video games now. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, I'm really happy with my PlayStation 5. Are you?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I was a bit unsure at first. About spending all that money on another PlayStation, because the PlayStation 4, although it's a great machine, I didn't play it hardly as much. The Xbox sort of like took over, but I must admit I've played a lot of the PS5. I do love it. I love the interface. I love the way it works, the speed of it. The controller's amazing. I love the haptic feedback on the controller.
Yeah.
And this has got haptic feedback on the controller for this game. So like when you're using the bow and arrow and stuff.
It's in most games as well, isn't it?
Yeah, feedback. Yeah, and even some PC games have it. I know Hardly Dan has got a PS5 controller for his PC, and some of the games have got haptic feedback, and he says it's amazing. No, yeah,
it is strange when you first experience it, though. When I played, Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, I've still got that to play. I bought it in a sale at Christmas. I've not played it yet.
Well, I had that with the PlayStation, and I just thought, I wasn't that interested in playing it to start off with.
Yeah.
But that first jolt that I got from that controller was like, what the hell is this?
Well, I played that. There's a game built into the PlayStation. They call Astro Bots Playroom. Did you even play that? And that's like a tutorial into, like, it's got all the video game tropes of platforming and that.
Right.
And that gives you an introduction into the controller. And that uses the haptic feedback and the touch control pad amazingly.
Well, I share PlayStations now with the guy at work, Ryan, and he's got a bunch of games, and I've bought some, and we've bought some between us, so we've kind of got a bit of a collection there.
Yeah.
It's just time, really, to play it. But I really do want to buy this, and I'm glad that you've said to play the other version first. But I could probably pick that up first.
Well,
next, I think, or not.
You got PS Plus?
No, that's not PS now, is it?
No.
I get confused now.
The PS Plus, which is changing as well this month, it's now tier 1, 2 and 3. But if you just get the basic tier 1, it's in the PS Plus collection.
Oh, is it?
So even if you just buy a month's worth for like 6 or 7 quid or whatever it is, you've got a month to play this game because it's in the PS Plus collection. So you can download it and play it.
Saying that, Ryan might have bought that. He might already have that. So I'll ask him if he's got it. I can always get it that way, that's fine.
But I loved the first game. It was in my sort of like top five games that year.
Just the trailer, it sold it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know, it kind of looked like Vikings in a way.
It's got that vibe to it, yeah.
Yeah,
so
Jurassic Park type setting.
Yeah.
So
this follows on 6 months after the first game. And there's a lot of recurring characters from the first game, what you meet who help you. The machines, which are there to... The whole thing from the first... I don't want to spoil it for you because you've not played it, but There's some good twists in the first game, and there's a massive twist in this game for the story. So, yeah, you're in for a treat anyway for both games. Like, okay. I game show with my nephew on the PlayStation, and I've sort of like said to him, look, we've got to buy this. We went halves on it. And he says, well, I've not played the first one yet, but he's got PS Plus. So he played the first game, and he texted me and went, wow, that game is amazing. How I've not played that before, I don't know.
But I felt like that with The Last of Us when you sent that to me. And I played that, and I was like, shit, that was brilliant. Yeah. And then the second one came out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just like an addictive sweet, isn't it? You just want more, and I can't wait for the third. It's just like...
So yeah, so the Horizon games, this one, they're all open world. It's got RPG elements, so you can level up and you get skill points, and you can put your skill points into sort of like healing properties or machine properties, so you can override machines and stuff like that. So you can put skill trees into that. The skill trees into being a warrior and like gathering and stuff, because you gather resources in this, so you can craft arrows and bombs and traps, but you need resources, so you're collecting berries all the time for your healing potions and twigs for your arrows. Each machine you kill drops a load of machine parts and shards, so the shards are the main currency in the game, and the machine parts are what you use to craft items. The machines have got specific things on them, what you can target and shoot off, and then use that. So there'll be like stuff like corrosive elements or blaze, which is fire. I just got a message off Robin Tate saying hello, nurse. So you can craft all that way. But some of the bigger machines have got like mounted weapons. You can shoot the weapons off, pick the weapons up and shoot the machines back with their own weapons, which is really cool. The machines in this game, there's some from the old game, but there's a lot more different ones now. They've evolved a bit as well. And there's some really big ones in this that take a lot of taking down. In a case of like shooting a few arrows and it's down. It's a bit like the Dark Souls games, where you have to like wear it down, wear its health down. And they're like mini boss fights that take quite a while to take down.
But I felt like that was the case in even in God of War. The Last of Us 2. There's a tactical element, isn't there, to some bosses?
You've
really got to grind them and and Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I like that boss element.
So the Horizon games are set. I don't know if it's just over 1,000 years after, from what we are in now, and they've like rebooted Earth, and these are lot sort of like all the technology's gone, and they're sort of like rebuilding again, and they keep coming across ruins, but they're like sort of like they'll say, oh, this, what's this, and they wipe off a sign that'd say Las Vegas, and you can see the old sort of like elements of the Eiffel Tower, what's it, Vegas, and some of the old buildings and that.
The
old MGM Grand and stuff, and there's San Francisco in it, and there's a lot of like stuff like that, and it's really cool to see how they've done it. Did you ever play, I can't remember what it was called, but it has a character called Monkey in it, and a girl called Trap, Odyssey to the West or something,
on the
360. It's got that vibe to it, because that's sort of like set in the future where everything's overgrown and all the fauna and vegetation's like taken over. It's got that vibe to it. There's a lot of underwater sections in this one compared to the last game. A lot that you can't access at first. You unlock something later on in the game which helps you with the underwater sections. I won't go any more into detail. It's just a bit of a spoiler. It's just so good. It's just so good, the story on it. Within sort of like the first hour, you come across something and you think, what the... You can't understand it at first, and then it starts going into what it is. It's that sort of, it's like, it grabs you and wants you to play. I think Robin wants to come in. Are we going to...
I thought he was on his duties for as a husband. On his anyway.
Yes, that's it. Booth, but yeah, Enslaved, Odyssey to the West. That was the game.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that was such a good game. That.
Do you know what? In fact, I think I have played that. Have
yeah,
I?
Enslaved Odyssey to the West. It's on the 360, and it's got that vibe to it with the environments.
Do you know when? Before somebody said like I played five games that people were recommending, like the top game, I got something like that that I did, and
yeah,
I ended up playing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember
I
you
think
saying
that was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
yeah. One of the, I think that might have been one of them.
Oh, I've just realised I've got me on your yumpy head screen.
Oh no, it doesn't matter, does it? I look like the guy in the other one, in the next one with the orange hair on. I still, so it doesn't matter, does it? Yeah. So. Okay, all right, I might have to buy this then. Have you? What else have you played? Anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I've played. Like yeah. I said, since 3 weeks where I didn't play a damn thing. And then I started getting the sort of like the energy and the wanting to play another game, and I thought, I need to finish this, and then I can concentrate back on Elden Ring.
Yeah. Nice. So. Okay, well, I've played one game I've got to mention again this week, Cuphead, right? Oh, I'll tell you what. It's so bloody difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I remember Kyle Adams raving about this game. In fact, he actually bought me it. I've played a bit of it, but I found it too hard.
Mark, I'm not kidding you. It's an absolute grind, right? I'm on the third section of the map, and I think I'm most of the way through the game, right? And I had a couple since last Sunday because I played with my son, and since last Sunday I had a run and gun to do, which was rock hard. There's like this. There's this one-eyed monster that runs after you in the end, like one of the giants from what's it called, Jack and the Beanstalk. He like legs after you. I'm telling you what, oh my god, man, the run just did my head in. So that run and gun was just nuts. I can't remember the name of it now. And then there was another one, another boss, and it was like a Medusa in the sea, and. I'll tell you what, I felt like throwing like the controllers up at the TV.
I know exactly how you feel.
Absolutely livid.
Like, this game is harder than Elden Ring in my view. I'd rather play Elden Ring all day long than this. When this first came out, I think me and Kim got it sort of like about the same time, about a few months after it came out. Yeah. We both started playing it at the same time, and Kim kept saying, oh, I've done this, I've done that, I've done that, and I'm thinking, I can't get past his first fucking bit. I think the first boss is an onion. And it took me ages to fucking beat that.
Or a carrot.
Carrots and then the onions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so hard. But I was never good at the sort of like bullet hell shooters.
Well, I mean, I do like this. It's going back to old school type gaming, isn't it? But with posh graphics and 1920s like jazz music. It sounds like lift music, running it really, doesn't it? Some of the stuff.
Yeah.
It absolutely drives Shell up the wall when we play this, me and Leo downstairs sometimes. But, it's one of those. But we're loving Cuphead. But it's just getting to a point now where, I mean, my son's 10 and he's really struggling with our difficulties, you know.
Yeah.
And he drops out and he's recognising that I'm actually getting further without him. So he kills himself.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, Dad, you're better without me. You carry on. Yeah. He takes one for the team.
Yeah.
But I've got one boss left that I think before we go on to the big one, the last boss.
The last one's the devil, isn't he?
The devil, yeah. No, in fact, I think is it whatever his name is, the one with the dice as a head.
Oh, right.
We've got him next.
Yeah.
But I'm on the one I'm on at the minute is... It's like, do you know the film Iron Man? Not the Marvel one. Like it's a kid's one, and he's oh god, I can't remember the premise of the story now. But it's a young boy. I think he finds him in a scrapyard.
Right.
Like he comes from space, and it's almost like that. He's just
this
big like Iron Man character, and you have to shoot his stomach, chest, and head, and after that you have to shoot his heart, and then after that his head comes off and that starts flying around everywhere. Do you know what, it's so difficult. I'm really struggling, but Cuphead's like, it's just so good.
It's quite unique in how it looks and everything, isn't it? Because each sort of like frame was hand drawn, apparently.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It was someone's sort of like baby. They've put a lot of time into making this game.
But it's just
it
so
does
well
look gorgeous.
It's just,
yeah.
phenomenal.
Haven't they made an animated series on TV about it?
Yeah. My son's watched all that. He's watched all that. I mean, it's not something I'd particularly want to watch, but a Cuphead's like been the bane of my bloody life this week. I even fired it up today just to have a little crack at. Waiting for someone anyway. So another game I've just fired up, like only in the last half an hour before the show, was Ride 4. Robin recommended this.
Yeah.
Game.
Have you got it on the PlayStation or the Xbox?
Yeah, PlayStation, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the PlayStation footage. This looks like a fucking real life footage. This looks unbelievable.
I don't know whether it's a week of difficult games or what, but this is difficult.
I love car racing games, but I found that every motorbike game, I cannot go around corners.
Yeah.
But this just looks amazing. It looks like fucking someone's got a GoPro strapped to the fucking helmet and they're racing around the streets. It just looks so realistic.
It's just so difficult.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what it is. It's just the turnings. It just feels like I can't get bend into the turn at all. It's just, I don't know. I'm really struggling with it, but I'm sure I'll get there. It was just hard. Really, really tough.
Yeah.
I played the first initial track where you just go around, and then there's you pick what league you want to go into, whether it's the European, Asian, I think, and American. So I'll pick to go in the European. I've done the character design and all of that jazz.
I know this has got a sort of like soft spot in Robin's heart because for two reasons. One, he used to race motorbikes, and two, there's a course near him, the Northwest 500, is it, or something like that, in Northern Ireland, and that's quite near to where Robin is, and he says it's a really good recreation of that.
Well, apparently the ratio now happens for real in a week or so. The Northwest 200.
Yeah, Northwest 200. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's he doing on here?
He wants to get pulled in. Have a
week off.
I don't even know how to add him now. It's been
so
that
anyway.
Long.
I've fired it up. I've started it off. It's bloody difficult. It looks great, though. I think it's all the tracks at the moment are just animated, so I think I've got to move on to this eventually. I'm not too sure. Unless I've got to change, like, I don't know, my mode from animation into reality mode. I don't know. But I'll see. I'm racing... what's the name of the... is it Brands Hatch? That's what I'm doing. I'm on that. So it was all right. I just didn't have much time to mess around with it before the show started. So I haven't had much time, really. That's me, Mark. So you're done. Games,
just the two. I've tried pulling Robin in, but it, for some reason it won't let me add him. I had this week.
Yeah, it's because he deserves a week off. He needs a week off. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. So
he's missing the background audio. Look, Robin, just to make you feel at home... There you go.
What did he play? Right.
You won't have heard that. I've just played the background. I've just played a YouTube video of a motorbike.
Oh, God. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So let's head into some news because there's a lot of.
Yeah, Greg's forced a lot of news on us.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, first bit then. Ubisoft's new team battle arena game isn't a battle royale. Claims company. So following a leak early Saturday, Ubisoft announced it was working on a new team battle arena game codenamed Project Q. Before Ubisoft's official announcement, leaker Tom Henderson shared footage of Project Q showcasing a title that looks like a mix between Overwatch and Fortnite. One mode, dubbed Showdown, features four teams of two players pitted against one another to decide the winner, whilst the second battle zone mode sees two teams of four players competing to earn 100 points first. So despite similarities to games like PUBG and Warzone, Ubisoft was quick to claim that Project Q isn't going to be a battle royale. So anyway, I'm not going to talk any more about that. It is what it is. Mark, anything you want to chip in with there? Is that...
I didn't really... pay attention, to be honest. I was trying to get Robin in.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. I think Halo Infinite. I think I'm. Yeah. Well, Halo's with the next season two, they're getting a battle royale, aren't they? There's all the others what are already out there. I think I'm pretty done with battle royales now.
They've saturated it.
Yeah. I don't mind them either. Some people hate them, but I loved PUBG. I didn't mind the Battlefield version. I think it was Battlefield 5. I think it was on. I liked the Fortnite one even. I hated Fortnite when it first came out, but my grandkids got me playing it, and as long as I don't do any building, I don't mind it.
That's the trouble, isn't it? The building is just so intense, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's but, hard but work, man.
Guess what they did while I was poorly? Well, they turned off building. they did no builds for like 2 weeks, and grandkids were texting me, are you coming on? There's no building. I'm not well enough. But even apparently now you've got a choice. You can go in a no build mode or back to the normal game.
Well, even like my son ages ago tried to get me to show me how to play it, and he was like, "Oh, Dad, you just got to build a four wall." I was like, "What's a four wall?" It's like, "Oh, you got to jump in somewhere and build four walls around you, and then you can like build your staircase." Then it's just constantly building four walls.
Yeah.
I was like, just build a four wall, and I was there. I just felt like an absolute.
Yeah. Movement. Well, when I play with them, I don't do any building at all. I don't touch the building thing, and they'll sort of like. I'll be getting shot at and I'll start healing. Oh, don't worry, we'll protect you. Next thing I know, we've built this massive fucking tower around me and I'm stuck in it. I can't get out of it. I'm right at the top. Oh, we're up here. So how the fuck do you get up there?
And
they're like 10 and fucking 8, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're just so good at it. It's natural to them, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm the same. I've played with my son and I've like run off somewhere and come back and he's built fucking Katika.
Big fucking fortress. And you think, what the fuck?
Bunkers and everything.
Have I played a bandage and you've built a fucking four-walled fortress around me? But
anyway.
The only thing I like about Fortnite, and this is really bad, but there's a lot of young kids play it, so sometimes you can get some easy kills. But when you come across a seasoned Fortnite player, you fucking know about it, because they just decimate you. But yeah, there's some nice easy kills in Fortnite.
I don't know, man. Anyway, let's move on. Halo Infinite's co-op campaign is now scheduled to arrive in August. So following multiple delays, 343 Industries hope to deliver Halo Infinite's co-op campaign sometime in August 22. The studio said in a roadmap update released on Friday. So campaign co-op was one of the features that didn't make Infinite's December 8th release date. At the time, 343 said it planned to roll out the mode alongside the game's Season 2 update approximately 3 months after launch. However, 343 first delayed the debut of Season 2 to May the 3rd, and later said campaign co-op would not be available when the season kicked off. I'm trying to skip through all of this text.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. I didn't know how much to add in or not.
Oh, well, here we go. If there's silver lining news to it, it says that 343 is also targeting an August release date for a feature that allows you to replay campaign missions. Additionally, the studio expects to launch Forge mode open beta sometime in September. The delays are likely to irritate Infinite's already frustrated player base further, but Joseph Staten, the game's head of creative, stressed that 343 is doing its best to deliver new features quickly while protecting the health of its team. Is this anything you're interested in?
Yeah, well, Forge mode is because we've had so many fun nights on, like, using custom maps. Womble, Nick, he's one of the best fucking people creating Forge games. Some of his game creations have been awesome, and Nick's such a massive Halo fan, and he knows what he's doing. So I'm looking forward to the Forge side of it, just for the custom games. Like, we used to play what we made up called Schwatguns. So it was pitch black in this enclosed area. The only weapons available were shotguns, and I think it had to be a headshot, a bit like a SWAT game. I can't remember now, but we had so much fun with that. So much fun. We'd just be screaming at each other and laughing our heads off. That was back in the 360 days, and yeah, back in 360 days when we used to play with Nicole and Kim and Nick and that. So much fun back in then.
I've never played that, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a massive Halo fans.
No, I'm not a huge... I'm not a biggest fan as Greg and Robin. But I must admit, like, the first time I played Infinite, they dragged me into one of their Wednesday night sessions. And the first few games, I hated it. I was getting killed every 2 seconds. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It was that Fiesta mode where your weapons change every time. But I'll tell you something, by the end of that gaming session, I fucking loved it. I completely turned around, yeah. And I haven't played it as much as I want to do. I've had a few more Wednesday sessions with Martin and Snoogans and that, and Greg. Yeah. And it is good, but I need to get more time on it, really.
I don't think I'll be that bothered.
I've not played the single player campaign yet.
No.
Well, I'll tell a lie. I've played the first like hour just to see what it was like, and I didn't mind it, but I just haven't had the time to put into it.
It was okay. It was okay. A bit too plain Jane for me.
Yeah.
There was a lot that went on. Don't get me wrong. There's a massive story there, but I don't know. The whole universe itself. It's just not.
Yeah.
It's not busy enough.
A bit like what Booth just said in the chat. A lot of people are waiting for the co-op because a lot of people will only play the campaign co-op. I know. Rich Webster likes playing co-op campaign. I know Nick does. Nickel, if you have got the older Halos and you want to run through on Halo with co-op, Nick is your man. He will walk you through that game, explain it. He explains the game really well and how to play it and where to go on that. He's such a Halo aficionado. Oh, fuck, I can't even say it. Expert. But yeah, he knows what he's doing, and he's a really good co-op partner to play with that game.
Quality. So,
yeah. But yeah, co-op coming in August.
There we go.
Because it was supposed to be spring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at least it's still coming. They're still working on it. They haven't turned around and dropped it. So yeah. Still a light at the end of the tunnel.
It's not falling on deaf ears.
No.
Right.
Do you want me to do the next one? Or you...
This looks exciting. What, the shortest one?
Oh, go on then. I'll let you do that one. I'll do the next one then. I was just trying to help you out because you're doing a lot of talking. I know you don't like reading.
It's the reading thing that gets me. I'm really trying hard.
Well, you're a quest man anyway, so I'll let you do this.
I haven't played it for ages, but anyway, Meta or whatever you want to call it, but Facebook hid a heck of a surprise up the sleeve of its boiler suit for the end of its Quest Gaming Showcase. A Ghostbusters.
I love Ghostbusters.
VR game. The ectoplasm and all that shit. Anyway, a Ghostbusters VR game is in the works for MetaQuest 2.
Is that the Oculus Rift 2? Oculus 2?
Quest.
Yeah, Quest 2, yeah.
I haven't got one of those.
You got the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could chop it in and get... I put Mike bought it for my...
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's got a sentimental value, hasn't it?
Yeah, so I don't want to let it go. I want to keep it.
Well, surely a version 3 will be due soon, because the 2's been out a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, yeah. It's been a couple of years, I'd say.
Yeah.
In fact, more on that, because it was before lockdown, wasn't it? Yeah. So,
well, I know Robin's been playing it for a long time, the 2.
Yeah, probably coming up to 3. Anyway, Sony Pictures Virtual Reality, SPVR... will publish the four player
co-op
game, which is
don't cross the streams.
which is being developed by Far Cry VR, Dive Into Insanity Studio and Dream. So Ghostbusters VR shifts the action from the franchise's home base of New York City to San Francisco. Greg will like that as well.
Yeah.
No prizes for guessing. That you'll hunt down and trap ghosts with the help of your proton pack and particle thrower. SPVR says the game will have an extensive and grossing campaign. I'm sold, man.
There was a Ghostbusters game on 360, and I remember playing co-op with, I think it was Greg, Steve-O-Matic, and CP Matthew, and we had such fun with that game. But I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan. I was still in school when the first game came out, and do you know when you used to put covers on your school books? I had the Ghostbusters logo. I used to be able to draw it really good. I was a massive Ghostbusters fan. Have you seen Ghostbusters Afterlife?
No.
Oh man, it's got so many nods to the original and that, it's got a right fucking sentimental tear-jerking part at the end. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed Ghostbusters Afterlife. Yeah, if you haven't seen it and you're a Ghostbusters fan, you've got to watch it.
I just love having all the figures and stuff as well for it, you know.
Yeah,
I had the what was the base called? The station where there was the headquarters.
Yeah, the old fire station. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's still there in New York, isn't it?
Right.
I had that. Or me and Mike did. I don't know which one of us had it. We used to share a lot of toys. There was like a little grid at the top, and you could put all the green slime through at the top. We had is it
XO1? XO1, yeah. The old ambulance.
We had that.
Well, XO1 makes a comeback in Afterlife. It's so good.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
It's just
ice. I don't know
that. What the fuck? I didn't say Alexa. I just said XO. Fucking silly bitch.
So anyway, this sounds... I've paid off my PlayStation off now, and the other half's going to be paid off next month.
Right.
I don't know whether to just head...
Oh, yeah, because you got it from Very, didn't you, on the Buy Now, Pay Later? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I paid off already last week, and, next month I'll pay the other half off.
At least you'll have to pay any interest then, will you?
No, that's the thing I want to avoid. So I might even get one of these quests.
Ooh.
No. Yeah. Oh, God.
I'll tell you something, if this is as good as what we say it's going to be, this could actually get me to buy a Quest.
Really?
Yeah, I've been tempted a little bit because of all you guys playing your poker games and everything, and I love poker.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of money just to play poker, in my view. But something like this, I'd definitely play this.
Co-op as well.
I can just imagine my wife walking in and I'm going, don't cross the streams! Just fucking, what the fuck are you doing?
Jesus, that will probably bring out the kid in us, that game.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to drop the next one then.
Yeah, so for fans of Formula One, F1 22 launches July 1st, and this also will have VR support. So Codemasters, which is now part of the EA family, their Formula One simulation racing game will be released worldwide July 1st, 2022, with the FIA's all new hybrid cars, updated rules, and which were unveiled this season. So for those who are watching the new F1, they've got bigger wheels, different wings, and different fairings around the wheel. So that's all in the new game. The cars are supposed to be more competitive and unpredictable, thanks to the major overhaul of the F1 cars that happened in the real world. And includes new features like PC VR support. New broadcast and immersive modes will let players choose between more realistic and cinematic modes for formation laps, safety car periods, and pit stops. Multiplayer racing will use either two-player split screen and online modes, or you can drive in VR on Oculus Rift and HTC Vive headsets. I remember a few years ago, a lot of us who were doing the Forza racing, we got into the Formula One, and we used to have a weekly Formula One season. And every week, you'd be put in teams, randomly selected. I can't remember who I was partnered with. I think I was I think it was a Renault's back then. And you're all in a team with two of you. And you race like proper. You did your qualifying when you did your race online, and we'd have a points table, championship table. It was so well organised. I think it was Henwood who organised it from the Rebel Alliance Gaming. We did a lot of the racing games, so yeah, we had some good times on Formula One. I've not played it for a long time though. Are you taking the next one? Do you want me to do this one?
Well, I'm gonna leave that one till next week, right? Because Robin's just dropped in. Something at the end, and it says alien. Is it alien colonial? What's it called?
Marines. Yeah.
He's coming back.
So, oh, bullshit.
He had to drop that in, didn't he? I'm going to leave the
bullshit. Is that through. Real?
No, I don't know. It's just all bullshit, isn't it? As I imagine.
it might be real, but you don't know it, Robin. You can't trust him, can you?
Borderlands 3 is old, so I'm not even going to go over it. It's just like the headline is. Well, finally add PlayStation Cross.
Yeah, Sony finally letting them do cross support, aren't they?
All right.
But apparently, the story behind it is Sony want a fee for games that do cross platform support. It came to light in the Epic versus Apple lawsuit that Sony asked for royalty fees for any game of cross play. So we don't know if that's the difference here, but yeah. The Tiny Tina Wonderland supports cross play, so. Yeah, people are wanting it, but yeah, Borderlands 3's been out a while now. You can pick it up dirt cheap. I know Pilcher started playing this recently on the Seal podcast. He picked it up in a sale. So yeah, yes, that's right, Robin. For the players. Good old Sony.
It's old news. It's old news. Let's go on to some of the new releases.
New releases. Right, in the Kimda. Hi, y'all. Oh, no, that's Nicole, isn't it? howdy.
Completely edited by Robin.
Yeah, oh, my God, here we go. Oh, did you update this? Because I've not updated this.
Yeah, I did it earlier.
Oh, wow.
I got you back. So Zombie Army 4 Dead War is on the Switch, April 26th. The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe.
I've heard a lot of people rave about this on the PC, and I've heard a lot of people say it's shit, so...
Okay.
I'll say it. Put it in perspective. Stu Fowler says it's amazing, but other people say it's shit, so take that with a grain of salt.
Especially if Stu said it. It's out on the 27th of April on all the platforms. The Vampire... The Masquerade, and I'm not going to say that it's on PlayStation 5 PC. It's on the...
I see he's in the notes. I see his icon.
He's a tit, isn't he?
Fucking hell.
Bugs Nax. Is that something he's done?
I don't know. All these will be fucking wrong, won't they?
Dwarf Romantic is coming on the PC April 28th. Rogue Legacy 2 on pretty much everything. Rogue Lords on PlayStation 4.
Bugs Nax is correct. And it's Blood Hunt. You can imagine what Robin put. What rhymes with Hunt?
And Sherlock Holmes. Robin put Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1, PlayStation 4 on April 28th. Rogue Lords, he's PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch is on April 28th. Unsold is out on April 28th on the Xbox Series X and S and Switch and PC. Nintendo Switch Sports is on the Switch, and that's it on April 29th. And that's pretty much all of your games out in the next week.
Yeah, a bit more than last week. There was a short list last week, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was only two games. Yeah, I remember Kim being like, this is going to be a massive one to read out. But yeah, you missed this one. I missed Kim this week.
I think family's around again, so...
I'm sure she'll be back next
I know it's ages since I spoke to Kim.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been chatting a lot in the WhatsApp groups, but it's not the same, is it?
No.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Have you seen the show notes, Pete, under the...
He loves it, though, eh?
He's obsessed. You've set him off. You've wound him up and fucking let him go, and he's whizzing around now.
I think he's jealous that I bought Mike one for Christmas.
you'll have to get him one.
I'll one of those
programs. So for those who obviously can't see our show notes, which is everyone, good old Robin has now put a nice picture in our show notes of a cock cage. So thank you, Robin.
Chrome as well, it's nice.
Yeah. Very shiny.
Yeah.
Looks a bit smaller, doesn't it?
That's the thing. That's what it's supposed to be like.
You're gonna be all fucking crunched up and anyway, carry on.
Right. Moving on.
Playdates.
From adult stuff. Playdates. So, the boys are still playing Halo on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Around 9 p.m. till 9, 10 o'clock at the UK time. I don't know what that is. That'd be 1 p.m. wherever Greg is.
Yeah, 1 p.m. On Pacific. It'll be 4 p.m. East Coast.
Yeah, and 3 p.m. Central. So, yeah. It's pretty much the same time as what it is for the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
So... if you want to jump on, the couple of the boys, normally Greg and Robin are on there, and they jump on for an hour or so, and have a go at Halo for a little bit. So go on, abuse them, shoot them and stuff. It's absolutely fine. I'm sure they'll love the company. I think that's it, isn't it? We've not got any. What's it called? The Twitter stuff that we used to do.
I think we've stopped that now because it dwindled off, didn't it? We're gonna. Yeah. I know we're working on something new for the community to sort of like get involved with. So, yeah, just keep your ears peeled for that. We're gonna bring something new soon.
Cool. All right.
We're just slack as fuck. That's all. So it's like my quiz. I haven't done my quiz for fucking God knows how long, over a year. I need to bring that quiz back.
I used to like those quizzes. Yeah. They're brilliant. Funny enough, I'm going to a quiz on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, a pub quiz.
Yeah, I'm gonna see Mike on Tuesday.
Yeah,
his best mate Marsh.
Yeah,
his wife's got like a quiz going on for the charity that she works with, and
yeah,
so we're gonna go along. It'd be nice to see Mike and Tara and Marsh and Stace.
So, I know Mike's hosted as well for like a care centre or something. He did
office, yeah.
During early lockdown days, he did quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah. He made a fortune. He made well over £10,000.
Yeah.
Did well. Good old brother.
There's a quite a newish program on ITV on Saturday nights called the 1% Club. That's it.
With
Lee Mack, and I quite like that because it's them sort of questions where some of them can be like trick questions. But I like them sort of questions. I do quite well on that.
My director was on about it the other day. She was, she said that she watched that. It's worth a watch.
But, yeah, yeah, 1% Club, you know, Lee Mack. Like, yeah.
I'm kind of boring to have a conversation with, really. You know, it's like, oh, have you seen this on today?
No.
Today. Oh, you see the football? Don't like football. Like,
did you watch your boxing?
Yes.
Did you? Oh, no, I didn't see that. One of my mates went to Wembley to watch it.
Oh, that's amazing. 94,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that leads us on to, it segues into the shout outs, actually.
Yeah.
I was going to mention them. But I think you can see us out, Mark. I might as well just go for it then if we leading into the boxing. And I did watch it last night, and I'm going to share all of the British boxers that fought last night. I'll tell you what, even the ones who lost, some of them fought so bloody damn hard. And I watched Tyson Fury last night. That was a class fight. Loved it. It was a bit of a like.
Were it on points or a knockout? Or?
No, he knocked him out in the sixth round.
Wow.
Yeah, uppercut. I hope nobody's like waiting to see this in a couple of days because I've just spoiled it. I knew he was going to win. I knew he was going to win.
Undefeated, isn't he? He's not lost a match, has he?
No, he's 30.
He's retiring now as well, isn't he? I saw it on the news. He's retiring now.
Yeah.
Go out on top. That's the best way.
Second heavyweight to retire undefeated.
Yeah.
First one was Rocky Marciano. Yeah. It's nice to see him, you know, achieving.
I remember a couple of years ago, he came to one of the local restaurants up Great Orton Road in Bradford. And he came out of the blue, unannounced, and then word got round, and within minutes, the whole area was gridlocked.
Yeah.
Police had to come in, and this was quite late at night. He went to this quite sort of like famous sort of like burger place up Great Orton Road. And people just flocked to the area, and it was gridlock, and it was all over the local news and social media and that. Yeah, he's got a massive following.
Yeah, it's scary being that. It must be scary being that famous. Like Amir Khan, bless him. I mean, he got robbed.
In London. Yeah, his watch got nicked. Yeah,
so he couldn't even walk down the street without somebody going, "Oh, do you know what? Here's Amir Khan. He's going to have something expensive on him."
Yeah,
but
it was at gunpoint as well, and he had his wife with him. And I bet that was scary.
Yeah. So shout out to the British boxers because they fought their ass off. And congratulations to Tyson. Well done. People in the chat, because I know Mark's going to mention something else. I can't, for some reason, on Twitch now, you'd be able to bring up like the list of users, and you can't really bring up that well now. But
We've had Robin in there. We've had Boof, Hardly Dan, Lord, John Mouse. Well. John Mouse has been in there. I can't see the current... Yeah, they've changed it all. And for those who've got the app version for Mac and PC, from April the 30th, Twitch are no longer supporting it. They want you to go back to browser. So it's a bit shit, really. So I use the app on my Mac when I'm doing the show. Instead of having a browser window open, so I'm not switching between browsers, browser tabs. So, yeah.
I've just got one open on each screen.
Yeah.
I just need to get a third screen, possibly.
Yeah.
That should do it. So I think that's it from me. Mark.
I want to give Robin and Judith a huge shout out for their 25th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So congratulations, guys. And Judith, 25 years, you've put up with Robin. I don't know how you do it, but well done. No, I'm joking. We love you, Robin. Yeah, so congratulations, guys. And I know he's doing something special for Judith this year. Did he say that on the 27th of every month he's doing something special for her for the whole year? So which is really nice. I've got a big one coming up next year. It's our 29th this year. It's our 30th next year. So I need to think of something special. But I've got another year for that.
It's my mum and dad's 50th, I think, this
wow.
year.
Wow. Yeah. I remember my mum and dad's 40th Ruby. And I don't think my dad made it to their 50th before he got cancer. So, yeah. 50th is a special one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's this June.
Golden, isn't it? Is it golden? Yeah. And then 60 is diamond, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. And then it's platinum after that, isn't it? 75 or something like that. Anyway, I ain't going to get to any of them, fuckers. all right, so we're done. The show's all done.
Yeah, I've got another shout-out for you, Pete. It's been a while since we've podcast together. And to the rest of the team and, all the listeners. And, it's heartwarming when, the first thing John put is, Mark's back again, all is well in the universe, which it makes me feel really warm and fuzzy inside. I don't believe him at all, but... I'm so self-conscious, I'm one of those who is... I'm a bit of a introvert. I'm not a very outgoing person like Robin. I don't have Robin's panache and style and confidence, but I do love podcasting, and it has brought me out of my shell. Like Kim, Kim's on the same wavelength as me. When she first started podcasting with us, me and Nicole dragged her onto our show because we used to have an A team and a B team, and we used to swap weeks back in the day. So it used to be me, Nicole, and Shiny back in the day. This is going back a long time now. And we dragged Kim into it, and she was so quiet, and she used to say very little words. And look at her now, she's fucking crazy, isn't she? You can't hold her back when she's on.
Can't bloody shut her up.
No, I love Kim.
I just hope that you just come back on next week and you don't.
I would have been on when I came back last time. I said I'm going to be more regular, and then I fucking disappeared. But that was because I'd been poorly, so that's the reason. I've not abandoned ship again. I will be back more regular, I promise.
It's really nice to have you back, Mark. I'm so glad that you've come back on, and I'm sorry that you've been poorly the past few weeks. And you know, if to the rest of the gang as well, I know it feels like I had a rough. Last week.
Oh yeah, big shout out to Phil. Yeah, he had a bad. It was the anniversary of something last week. So yeah, hat out to Phil.
So it's just one of those. But it's great to have you back on. And I've missed Greg this week because obviously I've had to do the talking. it's much better when he talks because he does it so eloquently. Is that the word?
He's a professional.
We've
not done mad. We've gone an hour and 25 with just two of us. Talking about a load of old drivel, haven't we?
We're nearly 90 minutes in. Yeah. We ain't played any cockade YouTube audio. And we smashed it. We've done all our shout outs and everything. So, I don't know. I reckon we should go, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's a wrap, isn't it? Let's get the hell out of here.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.